say to you with words. Only with my dancing can I speak. Let me dance again. And every movement of my feet will be saying, I love you.
Miss Mildred Dunnock in Bravo, Bravo.
Everywhere. Just listen. I'm listening. I can't hear it.
Carla?
Who is it?
It's Eleanor. Can you come to the door?
Yes. Yes, just a minute. Oh, my lipstick. Where is it? Oh, what did I do?
Carla, are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I just a minute here. Oh, good. Good. Crimson strawberries. Oh, lovely, lovely color.
Carla, if you're in bed, I'll ask the landlady to let me in.
I'm coming, I'm coming.
Carla.
Ella, darling, how sweet. Come in, come in. Welcome.
Now, dear, you get right back in bed.
Yes, I'm such a lazy thing. What dancer gets up before noon? Oh, Ellie, last night the audience kept bringing me back. I danced till after midnight.
Get in bed, Carla. Come. There now.
Thank you, darling.
Carla, I came to wish you happy birthday.
Birthday? I don't have birthdays.
No, my pet, but they have you.
Last night, the bravos. Oh, that beautiful word, Ellie. Bravo, oh. Bravo. How it rang out.
Carla, will you please stop this now? I'm Eleanor, remember? There's no need for this with me.
After the second encore, why, you were there. You were in the audience.
I was not there. No one was there. You were not there.
Why do you have to tell me? Why do you make me know?
Dear Carla, because you have got to live in this world, this year. Not in the vanished world of 1915.
I'm Carla Montaigne. Then and now and forever.
Of course you are. The greatest dancer of your time.
Did I tell you? They're begging me to dance on television.
Oh, Carla.
You think I should, darling, or is television beneath my great art?
Carla, you are 73 years old today.
Did you hear what you said? I'm 23. Oh, how ghastly to be 73. Won't ever happen to Carla. Never, never, never.
You are 73.
No.
And you have got to face it.
No.
Face. Did you ever look at your face? Doesn't it tell you anything?
Of course I look at my face.
Where's your hand mirror? Why? You've taken away every mirror in this room.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Here, look in my compact.
Golden hair, golden eyes, golden color.
You can't see. You won't wear your glasses.
Gold, gold.
Where are they? Oh. Where are your glasses?
Go away. Go away.
Are they in the bureau?
I don't like you. Bravo, Carla! Bravo!
Now, put these on.
No, don't, please. I don't want
them. Now, look in the mirror. Look.
Mr. Daly?
Oh, Carla. Oh, I hate being cruel like this. Please know I hate it. I'd let you live in that dream world of yours all the time, but you won't take care of yourself. You're so thin, you're in pain. Darling, you're sick. You need a doctor. But any little bit of money you get to spend on what? I don't know. But I do know that you've got to see a doctor.
Yes.
You agree?
Yes.
Oh, thank heaven. You know, I didn't think you'd heard a word I said.
Ellie, when I talk the way I talk, I know what foolish lies they are. I'm only trying to go back. I don't really go, Ellie.
Poor Carla. Poor beautiful Carla.
Beautiful?
Oh, you are, dear. You still are. Now, darling, listen to me. I know you'd rather have your room full of flowers for a birthday present, but, well, I can't afford flowers, and this, too.
Money?
Yes. $15.
Oh, Ellie, thank you. $15?
But with a string tied to it, Pat.
A string?
You're to spend it to see a doctor.
Oh?
Will you promise? You said yourself you needed to see one. I want your promise. Carla?
Yes. All right. I promise.
Hello.
David, is that you?
Miss Montaigne.
You always know my voice, don't you?
Yeah, I always know your voice.
David, dear, the television people simply won't give me any peace.
So you'll do an hour special on some lucky network, hmm?
Yes. And you're going to be my partner. Shall we start rehearsing right away?
Look, Miss Montaigne, I told you before, I can't rehearse for free. And did you get a hold of some money?
Well, of course I did, from the television people.
How much?
$15.
Paid to me in advance?
Oh, what a greedy boy you are. Yes, in advance.
Okay, $15. Now, that's an hour and a half. I'll be at your rooming house about 2:30. Man, what a hoofer has to do to eat.
Now, we mustn't waste our precious time, David. I plan to start the television program with my Carla Waltz.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the music was written especially for me.
Mm-hmm, you told me. We danced it before.
The whole world loves it. Start the phonograph, please.
Sure.
Oh, how glorious. Come, David.
Something, Miss Montaigne? You can still dance rings around anyone I ever teamed with.
Why does that surprise you? I'm Carla Montaigne.
Yeah, but... Oh, skip it. Hey, you all right, Miss Montaigne?
Yes, of course. Now, remember, in a moment, the music accelerates. You stand aside, and I whirl 24 times alone. In the same spot.
Maybe you better rest a minute.
No, no.
Hey, it's great. Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. Miss Montaigne? Oh, well, please. Miss Montaigne. Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
They're calling for me. I must go.
Shh, be quiet. Just lie there. I'm scared to move you. Look, I'm calling my doctor. He'll... Dr. Bradley? It's David Benson. Look, I'm with an old dame that's conking out, I think. Can you come right away to 710 East Avenue? And hurry.
The applause. Please, please. They want me again.
Sure, Miss Montaigne. Sure. Hear it, Miss Montaigne. Hear it. And you're the world's greatest dancer.
Thank you. My darling. Thank you.
Montaigne, have you heard anything I've said?
Yes, Doctor.
Well, then perhaps you'll repeat it for me.
You never saw me dance. It's the regret of your life.
Yes, I did say that. But what else?
And now you never will.
Tell me why, Miss Montaigne.
Because I am never to dance again.
And why are you never to dance?
My heart. Was it something about my heart?
And you must have an operation.
I must have an operation, or I will die. Well,
glad you understand.
No. No. I do not understand, Doctor.
You've strained your heart for many years. It's amazing this hasn't happened before. For 73 years of age, you have a remarkable constitution.
I'm not 70. Yes, I am 73, I must remember.
Now, about the operation. It is a very delicate and expensive one, but the city's free clinic will take care of you.
Carla Montaigne doesn't go to clinics. Dr. Bradley, what is your charge for the operation?
Well, a minimum of $3,000 with post-operative care.
When I have the money, I'll phone you.
Well, it won't be wise to wait long.
You did say I would die without it, or did I imagine you said that? I imagined so many things.
Not this. You must have the operation. It's absolutely imperative.
Yes. Before you leave, will you give me my hand mirror on the bureau?
Why, certainly.
My friend Ellie gave it to me. Wasn't that kind? I broke the one I used to use. And would you bring me my glasses, please.
I'm glad your friend will be staying here with you. Shall I lay these on the bedside table?
Yes, thank you. I think I'll sleep a little now.
Good. But remember the medicine every 2 hours.
Yes. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon.
Glasses. But I look at myself. See. That's not my face. It's gray. It's not golden. Wrinkles. Dewlaps. You old woman. You ugly old woman. No, I am Carla.
Carla, Carla, darling, I got it.
Close the door, Ellie. It's dark.
Did you hear what I said? I got it.
Got what?
The money, every cent.
Oh?
Oh, is that all you can say?
Well, I'm so tired. I'm so old.
Oh, now, you're a silly. That's what you are. Always extremes. You're not old. You've the youngest spirit in the world. It can dance even if you can't.
Mm. A dancing spirit? I like that. I do like that. My spirit dancing.
Yes. There, you see, you're young again.
Yes, it's easy, isn't it? It's easy to be young.
Now, Carly, you're not going back to that. Well, that way that you used to be.
No, never. You needn't worry, never. Tell me about the money.
Oh, yes. Backstage in every theater in town last night, a speech was made about Carla Montaigne. Actors, singers, dancers. Well, they do take care of their own. Look, a check for $1,013.
But that isn't enough. 3,000.
Oh, well, the theatrical fund came through, too.
With all the rest?
Every penny. Here's the voucher. The Theatrical Fund of America herewith agrees to pay up to the sum of $2,000, covering surgery and hospital expenses for Miss Carla Montaigne.
Oh, how wonderful. I was so afraid it would say Dr. Bradley. I don't like Dr. Bradley. I'm changing to someone else.
Why?
Well, he's not a gentleman. He asked my age. Oh. And a gentleman doesn't ask a lady's age.
Oh, dear. Well, you're changing to whom?
Oh, please don't fuss, L.A. I checked with the Medical Association. I found out who's the very best specialist. I have an appointment this afternoon.
But, darling, I can't go with you. You knew I couldn't.
But I don't need you with me. There's money now, dear. $3,013. I can take a taxi. You see, it all works out.
Oh, my pet. You are cheerful, aren't you? You really have given up all the old nonsense.
Yes, it's all given up. It's all gone.
And you won't try to dance again.
And I?
Just so you understand.
Oh, I understand. I understand everything. Dr. Lerner, I must tell you that I have exactly $3,000. If the operation and hospitalization come to more than that, then I'll have to find someone else. I'd be sorry to do that. I know there's no one better than you. But I'd have to.
And I'd be sorry to have you do it. My fee is usually higher for such an extensive operation, but, well, it's an honor that Carla Montaigne comes to me. The fee will be 3,000.
And the hospital?
I have my own private hospital. That will be included.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, doctor. How long will I be hospitalized?
Oh, at your age, recovery will take longer than you'd like. At least 2 weeks in hospital, 2 at home. Perhaps more.
Would it be safe to say after 6 weeks I could go out?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Dr. Lerner, how much younger will I look?
Well, there is, of course, no guarantee. But you have the fine bone structure basic to all beauty, and when the wrinkles are all removed, the loose flesh lifted, eyelids made smooth again, it's very possible as much as 20 years will vanish.
20 years? I'll be 20 years old again.
No, madam. Madam, not look 20 years old. Lose 20 years.
Listen.
I beg your pardon?
You hear it. The music.
Oh, will you excuse me? A patient. I must just speak to a patient in the other consulting room.
I'll be beautiful for 5 minutes. 10 minutes, Carla Montaigne will dance. And the great audience will come to see my farewell performance. And then my spirit will dance forever.
Theater 5 has presented Bravo, Bravo, written by Nancy Moore, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Mildred Dunnock, Betty Gard, Jeff David, Bill Griffiths, and Elliot Reed. Audio engineer, Neil Pulse.